Mentioned earlier, Jim, what a thrill of the Rose Hill Guineas was. It was 2,000 metres, but it was a real staying test in those heavy track conditions, and the Autumn Sun didn't appreciate it, but he got the job done on pure heart alone. I'm not sure if John Massara's heart skipped a beat or two watching the race, but he's been good enough to join us bright and early on a Sunday morning. Good morning, John. Congratulations
morning,
with the win.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Terrific. It was tough going out there for the Autumn Sun, John.
Yeah, as you say, I don't think he enjoyed it much. But he was out in his legs about 100 metres out, according to the jock, and hung on and fought. It was all hearts yesterday, really.
Yeah. What does that say, though? Ray mentioned the previous run, and now this one, another tough one where it was probably more like a 2,400 metre. What's your thinking moving forward now, John?
Well, it's hard to make a judgment about yesterday because at face value, I'd say he's more of a miler. You know,
right?
But it was a track that most thought was probably worse than an eight, even though it was categorised as an eight. It felt more than an eight; it felt more like a nine or a ten. So it was a real proper heavy track, and so it's difficult to say he's gone from the mile to the 2,000 metre on a heavy track.
Yes,
he did get it, and the time they ran was about the same time as the Randvet. So they weren't ambling. They ran a pretty fair time, same time as the weight for age race. It's difficult to draw much out of it other than this is a horse with a big heart.
Mm. No, he's won three guineas, which has never been done before. John, have you had a chance to catch up with Chris Waller even this morning to see how the colt has pulled up?
Yeah, he sent the colt. He sent me a note last night, actually. Yeah, the colt pulled up pretty well. But look, he's had two gut busters now.
Yes.
So I'm expecting a call to give him a spell, really. That's what I think he'll want to be doing. He's had three runs this prep, two group ones and a group two, and he's won them all. But they have been tough runs. Mm-hmm. So it wouldn't surprise me if he proposes that the horse has a bit of a spell now.
He tops the market in the Doncaster and he's second in the market for the Queen Elizabeth the following week. So we'll have to probably discount that at this point. Can you breed on heart and courage?
Well, you can.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, it's all factored into the fact that, you know, he is a...
Five-time Group 1
winner. Five-time Group 1 winner. Three guineas, as Ray suggested. We know that the value is around about that $50 million. But to think yesterday, it wasn't natural ability that got him the win, but it was the ticker, and that probably has its own value within breeding circles, John.
Very much so. Very much so. Remember, this horse was able to run a 18.4 at Randwick as a two-year-old for the 1,200 metres. He's run 122 and change for the 1,400 metres. I mean, he can reel out tremendous times. Great, you know. And sometimes he does it incredibly coming from off the pace.
Mm. Yes.
A highly talented horse. I mean, a proper horse, but... Yesterday, another dimension, great heart against the odds. So, he's got everything you'd want. Mm. Obviously, you know, we've had a look at our broodmare band and we've already identified 40 mares we're going to be sending him. So, and I tell you what, they're some of the very best mares we've got. So, he'll get his chance. And there's a lot of interest in him. A lot of people ringing up to buy shares in him and that sort of thing. So, I think he's going to be a very popular sire. He doesn't have to do anything more. But it's a question of deciding, what's best for the horse from here on.
The way you're talking there, John, Yes. Are you lean towards retiring the colt, or is there a chance of him racing on? And I say that because everyone connected with the Autumn Sun, trainer, jockey, including yourself, all acknowledge that he's going to be only better next season as a racehorse.
Correct. That's certainly Chris's view. Mm. He keeps saying that... You haven't seen the best of him yet, even though he's done incredible things. There's more to come. Purely from a point of view of maturity, both mental and physical. Look, the owner, the part owner, the other part owner, who is the original owner of the horse, lives in Hong Kong. I wrote him a note last night saying we have to get together and have a chat about this. So I'm waiting to have a chat to him over the next couple of weeks and see where we go from here. But, I've got an open mind on it and I'll see what our partner and the horse thinks, to be fair, and we'll sit down and make a joint decision on this.
John, what's it like having a $50 million horse run around and be outshone on the day?
Well, you know, it's I tell you what, it's like owning a horse like that. You lose the you lose the excitement of the racing. It's purely relief when he wins now. You go out there and you just, it's a sense of relief when he wins rather than a sense of excitement. So that's where you're at.
You seem like that, John, yesterday, and I could sympathise where you were coming from, because that's what Team Winks have been going through probably for 4 years at the moment, John.
Yeah, we've just had a little slight taste of it compared to them. And I can understand how you get to a point where you've had enough. You know, every time it's a question of trying to keep the records clear, clean by winning. And doesn't matter what the conditions are, what the competition is, you just have to win. And it does make it very, very difficult to enjoy.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, they say diamonds are formed under the most pressure. So that's what we saw with Winks yesterday. And, of course, another great performance from the Autumn Sun. Outstanding. John, great to have you on the program. Appreciate it. Whatever the decision, good luck with it.
Thanks very much, guys.
Thanks.
John Massara there, managing owner of the Autumn Sun. Another, what is that, 5 group ones. Just incredible.
Nine starts.
Amazing. It's a fair record. And you're right. Just by the sounds of what he was saying there about the mares lining up, and we may not see the Autumn Sun on a racetrack in a competitive sense ever again.